producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, and affordable. Go check out the new Scorpion line at TacticalHolsters.com. My next guest is a very inspiring young man. He saw something that was wrong, and he just didn't want to take no for an answer. And although he will tell you that he didn't single-handedly do it, his name is associated with it because of a landmark case that has occurred in California. I don't know if he's on the road or not, but we're joined now by Ed Peruta, that Ed Peruta. Good morning, sir.
Bill, how you doing? Nice to be back.
Good to have you back with me. So, you woke up, well, I mean, you didn't even wake up, did you? You found out.
What happened was I'm a legal investigator. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to prepare. Attorney Rachel Beard out of Torrington, Connecticut was going. She was in the middle of a trial, and that's our quiet time. So I decided to Google my name. I saw a PDF document out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and I said, what's this? I looked at it, and at first I was upset, saying, why didn't my lawyers tell me about this? and then I looked at the date, and I said, the 12th, that's today. It's 4 a.m. here, it's 1 a.m. there, they released it after midnight, this is 60 minutes old. So I downloaded it, sent it to my attorney in Connecticut, she sent it to NRA forwarded it to the lawyers in California. It wasn't even up on Caser yet. So, yeah, that was the start of the latest round of Peruta Internet chatter.
That was a good day to search your name, huh?
Well, that plus you won her trial.
That's the best part of it.
And I've got something that I can tell everybody. Late last week, I had somebody in San Diego say to me, did you know that the sheriff's department is putting up glass partitions between the public and employee areas in the license and permit unit? Now, you know, when you play poker, everybody has a tell. You know, it signals what they're thinking, what they're going to do, etc. So I would think that them putting up a separator between the public and the people who issue CCWs in San Diego, that's a tell.
Well, you also, the day after, that when I talked to you the day after that happened, you were like, tell everybody to go get their permit, but when you get there, you expect to be able to go to the head of line, right?
Well, there's obviously a bunch of clocks running somewhere, including in the Ninth Circuit. The lawyers, the NRA lawyers, Chuck Michelle and the rest of the guys are all handling this. I'm kind of sitting on the back waiting to see what happens, but yes, I would expect that I'm either going to go to the front of the line or I have to get in the back of the line with a new application. But I am going to contact the other plaintiffs, and we're all going to go and take, if I can arrange it, we're all going to take the course for refresher. We're all going to get our background check done, fill out our applications, and do whatever. But what I'd like to tell everybody, using you as a soapbox, even if you may not get it now, speak with your application. Put them in. Call the sheriff's department. Don't take no for an answer. Walk in with your completed application and put them on the counter and let those applications pile up so that they get a good idea of the demand that's coming.
How many jurisdictions that were sort of anti-gun were affected by this Ninth Circuit decision?
Well, I'm going to think primarily San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego. I know that there's the Richards case out of Yolo County and the Baker case out of Honolulu. I know that Guam has gone, the island of Guam has gone shall issue, citing the decision, the February decision. I know that the Palmer case in the D.C. Circuit cited the Peruta decision. I know that a case out of Idaho regarding firearms on Army Corps of Engineer property cited the Peruta decision. The genie's out of the bottle. The genie is out of the bottle, Bill.
So the other thing that this sort of tees up is the Supreme Court's been very reluctant to take this up, this whole shall issue, may issue kind of thing. Right. This sort of has compelled them to have to make that move now, haven't they, the next time somebody brings something before them?
I think you're right, and I think that eventually even the Supreme Court is going to have to look at the words contained in the Second Amendment and say, either change it, or this is what it says, and this is what it means. I mean, it's a stretch to try and downplay what the Second Amendment says.
Well, it's not for the gun grabbers. I mean, they get out there and they completely forget things like vernacular of the time and everything. Says it's regulated, so we can regulate it. So there's, and you know this, you face this every day in Connecticut. I mean, you know that.
Let me give you some news that's not national right now.
Okay.
Rachel Baird and I, that's the attorney that I work for here in Connecticut, went out to Indianapolis to the NRA, to this national, the NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund. They gave Rachel a substantial grant to produce a video and videos of the horror stories taking place here in the state of Connecticut. The production is going to be starting, I think, this week. Now, what if I told you there was a young father of three who got arrested for breach of peace because he had an empty holster on school grounds?
Wow.
What if I told you there was an 80-year-old USMC Korean War veteran who, because of a minor nonviolent felony conviction in 1960, in the early 60s when he was a young stud, went 40 years of getting his pistol permit and an FFL, and when it popped up in 2011, they surrounded his house, went in without a warrant, seized the firearms from his house without a warrant. They never arrested him. They dragged it out in court long enough for him to go and get a pardon. He went to the pardons court, and they granted a pardon. And now the state is so pissed off that what they want to do is try to revoke his pardon. What if I told you that I got an email last night from a supporter who had a cardiac event and was in Hartford Hospital in Hartford, Connecticut, tried to get onto gun talk forums to talk and interact with others, and the hospital blocks gun-related websites. But you can get on to Mother's Demand Action and Brady and the rest of them.
Well, I can see when you guys make your little documentary that it's going to be quite a content-rich film there. Have you got enough time to stay with me for another segment so we can talk about what's going on in Connecticut? I honestly don't know, and that's why I know you're wired in there pretty tight, so I'd like to find out what's going on.
I pulled off the road. I'm sitting in my car. I'm on the way to the law office. I'll stay with you, and I don't leave for California until Wednesday. I'll be getting into California late this weekend or early next week, and then I'll be playing the game out there.
All right. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Ed Peruta, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They are practical, tactical, and affordable. Go check out the new Scorpion line at tacticalholsters.com. Joined, sitting on the side of the road as he gets ready to go out and wreak havoc in Connecticut. Joined again by Ed Peruta. Ed, I watched the Malloy reelection, hoping that he would be disposed of, as he should have been. He managed to hold on. What's going on as far as the oppressive regime in Connecticut right now?
Well, let me tell every one of your viewers that Governor Malloy lost the election in the town of Newtown.
Really?
He may have won the state, but Tom Foley won in Newtown. Ground Zero in Connecticut voted for Governor Malloy's opponent. He won in the city. He did not win in the county, and he lost in Newtown, Connecticut. Now, think about that for a minute.
That's pretty big.
Go ahead, Bill.
No, I was just saying, that's huge.
It is huge that he lost in the town that started it all with the new legislation. Now, I need to ask you a favor.
Sure.
Rachel Baird, myself, and retired Lieutenant Colonel Matt Tiska have been doing a public access / internet call-in show on Saturday nights, East Coast, 6 to 8.
Okay.
If you want to watch what's going on in Connecticut, SJ Talk Show on YouTube or sjtalkshow.com, and that stands for Summary Judgment, is the name of the show. And they're really trying to keep the lid on me because I want to go off. But Rachel's the lawyer and is bound by ethics, and Matt Tiska is a former lieutenant colonel in the state police, and there's some real interesting topics there, and you can actually call in and discuss topics. But I'd like you to at least let your listeners know on a regular basis, Connecticut, sjtalkshow.com.
Or now, when you go to California, you'll still be able to do that, right?
Well, I'm only going to be out there for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then I'm coming back and I'm going to start doing the show. But I have another theory that everybody that owns a firearm has to understand. I'm a legal investigator, so I see a variety of gun-related cases come into the office for the initial consultation. What happened? How did it happen? When did it happen? Who did it happen to? And I've taken an old theory of mine. Don't look at the tree, look at the forest behind the tree. We are seeing patterns. Questions. How many FFLs have been revoked or put out of business in the last 18 months? Ask the Fed. Malloy has taken the Obama playbook, brought it back here to Connecticut, and is refusing to give out information under the Freedom of Information Act relating to firearms. They're doing everything they can to stonewall the request for information.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
It is a tragedy. But we've got the Shoe v. Malloy is going to be argued at the Second Circuit, I believe, in December. But the Second Circuit, regarding firearms, is not firearm-friendly. They'll find some reason to beat it down.
Right.
I've got an FOI request that they're going to comply with right now, where I've asked for the database of every firearm to be known to exist in private ownership in Connecticut, with the town that it's in, make, model, caliber, and serial number. I want to find out how many commonly owned black rifles, long rifles, or what they call assault weapons there are in Connecticut, and where are they? I don't want to know who owns them. I don't want to know the house they live in. But I want to know what the state knows, so I know it also.
Is that to find out what the registration figures are that a lot of people seem to be ignoring?
They've told me that they received 50-plus thousand registrations, and at, beginning of this month, they had said that there was 7,600 that had yet to be entered. And then they told me that they have not even designed the database yet to take this information and put it into. Now, what kind of craziness is that? I mean, it's like going on. There's a lot of stuff happening here in Connecticut, but I am very curious as to how they're going to deal with this in California. Sheriff Hutchins in Orange County, just north of San Diego, had to hire additional staff to handle the applications. The Board of County Commissioners in Orange County had to allocate $1.5 million to handle the people applying for permits. What is San Diego going to do, and are they going to wait till the last minute? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Although the whole thing about your case out there, I was particularly delighted that the judges, the Ninth Circuit, told both Attorney General Harris and the Brady campaign, you got in it too late and you don't have standing.
Well, so the way I understand it from everybody involved is, not only did the county ask the state to get involved at the beginning, but our lawyers asked the state to get involved in the beginning, and they said no. Now, I'm sure that Brady and all of the four entities that were denied were sitting there saying, well, we live in the Ninth Circuit. There's no way they're going to go with this.
So yeah, that was a little bit shocking. Yeah. That whole thing was a little bit shocking that it came that way.
And then they started scrambling because, you know, her panties got wrinkled, and, she said, what's this?
One more time before I run out of time, tell everybody how they can find your show that's going to start showing if they want to find out what's going on in Connecticut.
www.sjtalkshow.com. And then we put them up on YouTube. We actually have a Twitter account. I don't mind this, okay? I'm going to give my email address.
Go.
EdPeruta@ctgunrights.com. And I am interested to find out what is the flavor out there. You know, what is going on? Who are the other people that are being affected? And I'm looking for the horror stories.
All right. I will get with you for the premiere show so I can pass out that date. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Anytime. It's been a pleasure, and everybody stay safe.
All right. You as well. We'll be right back.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB
extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. They are practical. They are tactical. They are affordable. When I say they're tactical, that doesn't mean that you can only wear them when you're training tactically. This is my outside the waistband rig, a G-code OSH paddle. I'm holding it up to the camera for all of you out there in radio land that can't see it. The thing about this is because I've got a Glock 26 in it, but I can stick my Glock 34 in there and it'd fit just fine. But my inside the waistband rig is a Incog, also made by G-code. Go check out the new Scorpion line as well. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I like realistic training. I like it to such a degree that it's very hard to push the line of how far you can take it realistically. However, sometimes maybe you can get a little too realistic, like they did at Winter Haven Middle School. They were doing an active shooter drill, They took the school into full-blown lockdown. Armed to the teeth, police officers were bursting into classrooms, clearing, looking for the quote-unquote shooter in the drill. Students at Jewett Middle Academy said they were terrified when police burst into the doors for a planned active shooter drill, but students and teachers were irked that they were not told ahead of time. Seventh grader Lauren Marino told WTVT-TV Try saying that four times in a row. That when the officers burst into her class with an AR-15, she was in fear for her life. She said, "We actually thought that someone was going to come in here and kill us." Once again, you see that the TV stations don't know the difference between an AR-15 and an M4. Police say they conduct these drills for the absolute safety of these students. But these types of drills are vital in order to evaluate not only law enforcement response, but more importantly, to educate the students and school officials in case an actual event were to occur. Now, here's a couple of things that I will tell you in response to these drills being run. Unless you're facing an Op 4, unless you're facing an Op 4 and you're actually doing a little shooting where it counts as far as getting hit by something, whether it's an airsoft round or a semi-munition round or something, you're not training. Secondly, couldn't you do that in a classroom when the classes are empty, when the students aren't there? Do you have to traumatize these kids? Isn't that the reason we don't want teachers to be armed? Because it might cause trauma to the kids? If this is how Winter Haven Chief, Police Chief Charlie Byrd wants to educate middle school students about active shooters, how would he teach them about the dangers of rape? Lockdown and active shooter drills are now a part of school culture nationwide. Even so, it is incredibly rare for law enforcement agencies to burst into classrooms unannounced, terrifying students and faculty alike. You know, without the benefit of having airsoft or something in an inactive school on a work day or scheduled school break, you know. Students who participate in those types of drills are volunteers who have been briefed beforehand on how to act and what to expect. This kind of thing serves no purpose. It serves no purpose. First of all, they probably can't have an Op 4 of any degree. Because in an Op 4 situation, I've seen some of the video of these things. They got people lining the hallways against the wall, which is really about the only thing you can do. But none of them are getting shot, at least in the video I saw. They're not getting shot. If it's an active shooter, if it's a Lonza Holmes, Seong Cho type, they're going to shoot everybody. And then they're going to shoot themselves when the cops show up. There's not going to be an engagement. They didn't engage Holmes. They took him alive, but he didn't fight with them. He didn't get in a gunfight with them. And if it's a terrorist-type attack, those cops are going to get their clocks cleaned. They're going to get their clocks cleaned. Now, here's the other thing. Some of the officers in the drill entered crowded classrooms with their duty sidearms drawn, with live ammunition in the magazine and chambered. Now, we read almost weekly about officers shooting themselves and others during training at firing ranges. In the last 2 months, two officers have been killed while training, one in Texas, one in Pennsylvania, in a much more controlled situation. And despite this harsh reality, this police chief is sending armed men into classrooms containing dozens of students and teachers who have no idea what's going on, where a true safe direction, like a range backstop, doesn't exist. And that's a recipe for disaster, for tragedy. Especially in Winter Haven. If I were a Winter Haven parent, I'd be questioning both the judgment of the school administrators that allowed them to terrify students and staff to educate them, and then I'd be questioning the Winter Haven police who thought this was a smoking hot idea. This is not a smoking hot idea. The answer to an active shooter is quite simply armed teachers. Getting together a team of police officers together, ready to go, unless they're a SWAT team. They're going to be coming in one at a time, or they're going to all arrive at one time. But they're going to be getting there after the fact, and that's where most of the damage is going to be done. A teacher that is armed, or a group of teachers that are armed, that know their school, that have trained in their school, who have a plan, who have communications, will stop the active shooter before he has too much of a chance to do very much damage at all. And if they wait on the police, then your active shooter average of 18 is probably going to be achieved. So it's the difference between 2.5 people getting killed and 18 people getting killed. That's the difference. Should the cops train to do this kind of thing? Absolutely they should. However, they're not training the right way. They're not training the right way. Training in, swooping in, and terrifying a bunch of kids is not training. It's not training at all. And pointing a loaded gun at students, with some of the safety records some of these police officers seem to exhibit, I don't like it too much. I don't like it at all. But this is the way they decided to go. Hopefully, nothing ever happens there. Active shooter incidents are extremely rare. Extremely rare. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about, hey, what happens where they've already banned the guns? Hey, what's happening there? To everybody that emailed me about the Sheath underwear, it is going to go out hopefully today. Thank you very much for deciding to try these. You're going to like them. Sheath underwear had a very good day Friday, and I'm pleased for them. And I hope everybody that starts with them realizes this exactly what the difference is, and goes ahead and does like I'm doing, and like a bunch of people I know are doing. In any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by GECO, practical, tactical, and affordable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the, a lot of people getting their hands on the Scorpion line. I'm waiting on mine now. And the video rig is finished enough to where I can start doing video reviews. So that's coming up too. But, and right after the show, I expect to get notified that the Lionheart has shown up, and I'll be going to get that, and I'll be able to tell you all about it tomorrow. Coming out of the United Kingdom, it sort of sounds like a satire piece coming from The Onion. They have a program on right now. Save a life, surrender your knife. There's a trend in the United Kingdom to ban pointy knives. This amnesty program, have knives been outlawed? I don't know about it in the UK. This amnesty program began at the end of August. More than 800 knives have been handed in across the country, including swords, machetes, and commando knives, or as they would say, machetes. Amnesty was extended for a further week owing to its success, according to Lancashire police representatives. Lancashire, they explained that their officers have now given their backing to a national initiative designed to raise awareness of knife crime and encourage the surrender of dangerous weapons. You know, in Britain, they didn't have a lot of gun crime before they banned guns. Since they banned guns, they've had an explosion of knife crime. They put... We would call them cans. These are referred to as bins. They've got designated bins where you can drop your knife all over the UK as this call for people to turn in pointed knives continues. According to Detective Chief Inspector Steve Dawson, we are keen to raise awareness of the devastating impact of knife crime and to reduce the number of families affected, so we have decided to keep the knife bins indefinitely. Now, here's the thing about a knife. One, you know, somebody, you can be carrying your gun if somebody with a knife is 21 feet or closer. They got a good chance of poking you with it. Very good chance. And the thing about a knife, they don't have stopping power, like handguns don't have stopping power or knockdown power, rather. But if you get grazed with a nice sharp blade on the inside of your thigh and it cuts your femoral artery, or your neck, or your chest cavity, or, you know, you get stabbed a couple of times, you have a tremendously good chance of bleeding out. They can be mortal wounds. It just takes a few minutes, sort of like being shot with a handgun. Detective Dolson also says, while projects encouraging the surrender of knives are not a single solution to violence, they have an important role to play in inspiring communities to get behind education and preventative measures. Such campaigns show a desire to address local concerns, and Lancashire Police is keen to throw our weight behind them in support. The UK has 63 million people, and they've collected 800 knives, probably from law-abiding people that weren't going to use them in crime anyway. They're just continuing, you know, like gun buybacks. A call from the British Medical Journal was published several years ago arguing that many assaults are committed impulsively, prompted by alcohol and drugs, and a kitchen knife often makes an all-too-available weapon. They also consulted the top 10 chefs from around the UK and found that such knives have little practical value in the kitchen. None of the chefs felt such knives were essential, since the point of a short blade was just as useful when a sharp end was needed. Now, I'm not kidding. This is not from The Onion, okay? I'm not kidding about this. In the UK, the rate of knife violence is approximately 1 in every 374 people, compared with a rate of 1 in 750 people victimized by gun violence in the United States. More people getting stabbed in the UK than are getting shot in the U.S., and yet we're the barbarians, for, you know. Well, that's what they say. That's what they say. Now, on top of, in other news, on top of what I just said about this active shooter drill, okay? And the comment was made in the chat room, can you imagine if my scenario was realized with armed teachers and the cop pops into the classroom and gets capped by a armed teacher? I don't know if the cops would actually do an active shooter drill in a school like that, of that type. Yet this the latest school shooting is Marysville Pilchuck High School. And there you had a teacher, Megan Silberberger, and she tried to stop him. In fact, she did stop them. She tried to stop him from shooting himself, but she was on top of him at the end. When everybody else was panicking, Ms. Silberberger, she was quite cool and collected about this, and she tried to intervene. Because she was in a school, and the school was a gun-free zone, she was there watching it happen. She could have stopped him after the first shot. But she did not have any ability to effectively stop someone who wasn't going to be slowed down in the least by stupid, pointless sign of political correctness. But she was willing to intervene. She was there. And because of the policies of liberal gun-hating statists, she was denied the right to be able to stop it. Now, here's a transcript of what she had to say when she called 911. She was on the phone while this was happening. I have the shooter. One shooter. Blood is everywhere. I need help. I need help. Now I have him down. I'm looking at him. I need help. Shooter's right here. He is a high school student. I do not know his name. I tried to stop him before he shot himself. He shot himself. I don't know how many are down. I tried to stop him. She was in very near proximity to the four, the four innocent children that were shot and lay dying in some cases at her feet. I will look past that as she was relaying that the shooter was down and the situation was safe. Just for a minute, based upon her speech pattern, let's imagine what would have happened had she had a gun. I have the shooter, one shooter, blood is everywhere, I need help now, I have him down, I'm looking at him, I need help, shooter's right here, he's a high school student, I do not know his name. I stopped him before he shot anyone else, I shot him. I think he only hit one student, I stopped him from killing any others. Now, if I had school-aged children today, and I needed to send them to a school, I would prefer that the teacher in loco parentis be able to make the latter call, because I prefer her or he with a gun defending my child rather than a cell phone in order to report her death or his death. Megan Silberberger was extremely brave. And I don't want you to think that I don't think she is. She did it unarmed. She did it unarmed. She moved on him, had a hold of his arm when he shot himself in the neck. She stood her ground. And that's not even instinctive. That's not even instinctive. Instinct makes you run away. And she overcame all of that. She remained cool. She remained calm. This kind of thing, there's no way to prevent this from starting, but there is a definite tried and true way to stop it short. And I don't know how Mrs. Smith Silberberger feels about guns, but I would be willing to bet that had she had one, she would have used it. And she would have stopped the issue. As we get ready to go away, I just saw this. Where was this at? Some little school expelled a student for posing in social media with a gun. Because we can't have that. We can't have a student posing with a gun. And he was stupid enough to put a caption below that said, "I could actually kill someone with this gun." He could have added the Nixonian caveat, but that would be wrong. And they removed him from the school. Oh, well. Nothing like tolerance. That's it. We'll do it again in about 22 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.